Thank you. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on the first day of March. How about that?
Oh my gosh. How did it happen? Tell me it isn't so.
We get to begin daylight savings time this month on the 10th, I believe.
Oh, that's right. It is coming up the 10th. Oh, joy.
If your morning cup of coffee is getting a little bit lonely, then how about pairing it up with Tri-State Livestock News? Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belfoux, South Dakota. Visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And at North Star Electric in Valentine, Nebraska, they spark life in every home. Are you passionate about the great outdoors? Imagine living where you can hunt, fish, and boat along the Niobrara River or on Merritt Dam. They're looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join their vibrant community. Must have a valid driver's license. North Star Electric isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle. Power your passion. Get a hold of them. mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Check it out now.
Can I inspire you for the day?
Please.
It's called Just for Today. I do not have an author on this. I wish I did, but here we go. Just for today, I will live through the next 12 hours and not try to tackle all of life's problems at once. Just for today, I will improve my mind. I will learn something useful. I will read something that requires thought and concentration. Just for today, I will be agreeable. I will look my best, speak in a well-modulated voice, be courteous and considerate. Just for today, I will not find fault with friend, relative, or colleague. I will not try to change or improve anyone but myself. Just for today, I will do a good turn and keep it a secret. If anyone finds out, it won't count. Just for today, I will have a program. I will not follow it exactly, but I will have it. I will save myself from two enemies, hurry and indecision. Just for today, I will do two things I don't want to do, just because I need the discipline. And just for today, I will believe in myself. I will give my best to the world and feel confident that the world will give its best to me. Just for today.
That is really good.
Isn't it, though? Kind of short, sweet. I don't know the author on that.
Yeah.
If you're going to send something to The Good Stuff, we encourage you to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, but include the author if you know it.
Yeah, or yourself. Sometimes you just don't know it.
So what
Still
do you have
pass
today?
It on. If you don't know, don't let it hold you up. Pass it on. I got something. I don't know the author either.
Oh.
And it's still good. This is called Biscuits. One Sunday morning at a small southern church, the new pastor called on one of his older deacons to lead in the opening prayer. The deacon stood up, bowed his head, and said, "Lord, I hate buttermilk." The pastor opened one eye and wondered where this was going. The deacon continued, "Lord, I hate lard." Now, the pastor was totally perplexed. The deacon continued, "Lord, I ain't too crazy about plain flour, but after you mix them all together and bake them in a hot oven, I just love biscuits. Lord, help us to realize when life gets hard, when things come up that we don't like, whenever we don't understand what you are doing, that we need to wait and see what you are making. After you get through mixing and baking, it'll probably be something even better than biscuits. Amen."
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I was sharing some of those things about you may be a rancher if.
Yeah.
I have some more of those.
Okay, good.
You may be a rancher if you borrowed gravel from the county road to fill potholes in your driveway. And you may be a rancher if you have buried a dog and cried like a baby.
Oh.
You may be a rancher if you've used a tractor with a loader as scaffolding for painting or roof repairs.
Amen.
And you may be a rancher if you've used the same knife to make bull calves into steers and then peeled apples.
Yeah, let's not touch that.
You may be a rancher if you wave at every vehicle, whether you know them or not.
Yep.
And you may be a rancher if you always look when a vehicle passes your house, even at night.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are just a few things that were shared with us. And again, I don't have the author there, but we appreciate that. I've still got more of those. In fact, I'm not even half done with that list. So we'll share more on future editions of the Good Stuff program. Speaking of that, if you'd like to share something Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. One day it might just show up right here on another edition of The Good Stuff.